It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Good morning, Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus. Time to check in with the host of the Midday Show. This guy takes over when we're done at 10 o'clock, Dave Coombs. You know, President Biden stayed at the Pfister last night.
Yes.
Did you hear all the airplanes? And Doreen and Jim live near the airport.
I have video of Air Force One on my phone flying over my house.
Really?
Yeah.
I was downtown yesterday. Speaking of the Third Street Market, I was down there checking that out for something going on this weekend. And, you know, I was kind of, you know, just driving around down there. And I got stuck in the blockade a few times.
We were down at the Pfister for that MS fundraiser the other night. And they were already putting, like, the red sleeves over the parking meters and cattle fence around. And there were cameras there.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And I heard the chopper. I heard the chopper.
And you could hear those the jets too.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, it is pretty cool to see Air Force One.
Like, it really
literally
is.
Could land on top of my house. That's how close it was.
Right. Is it time for our AI clip of the day from President
Absolutely.
Joe?
Yes.
Now, this is probably what he wanted to say yesterday.
Okay.
I know he made some big announcements yesterday about infrastructure and things like that, but this is probably what he wanted to say.
All right.
Hey, rock and rollers. It's President Joe, fresh off my visit to Milwaukee, where I listen to 96.5 WKLH, playing all my favorites, David Blowie, Van Halen, Johnny Hendrix. Just one tip to Dave and Doreen.
Oh, boy.
Take it easy on the Pink Floyd, because you gotta pink Wisconsinable.
Okay. I like it. Pink Wisconsinable.
He's got some good writers there.
He does.
President Joe.
All right, I want to go through the real estate listings. I thought you'd find this interesting. The Green Bay Packers, who just released Devondre Campbell, if you remember, they signed him to a five-year, $50 million deal before the 2022 season. But as we've discussed many times with Jason Wilde, those are not guaranteed. Not all that money is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone, so he now is trying to sell his home. And he's got a pretty nice house. It's up for $929,000. He bought it for $830,000.
Mm. So it's a fixer-upper.
It is. Two stories, 5,500 square feet.
Well, how much time transpired between when he purchased and what that asking price is now?
Not quite 2 years.
Okay.
Not quite 2 years. So large rec room, fitness room, guest suite, fenced-in backyard, four-stall garage, just about six-tenths of an acre, $929,900. But that's not the only home of interest. Former Packer defense coordinator Joe Barry's home is up for sale in Suamico. The property, 4,397 square feet, five bedrooms, three and a half baths, $1.199 million.
Wow.
By the way, Amon Green's home is still for sale.
Wow.
Five bedrooms, four and a half baths, four car garage, 1.21 acres, $1.7 million. But the final one I want to talk about is a guy who back in the day was a regular guest on this show on a weekly basis during the season. Kabir Bajabiamila, KGB. His property includes a main house and a guest house. Wait for this. Mm-hmm. 14 bedrooms, 14 and a half bathrooms.
Wow.
$3.988 million.
Which, I mean, it's kind of a steal for a house that big. But unless you're bringing your whole family and posse and everybody, who needs 14 bedrooms?
Yeah,
but no closet space.
Well, you could turn one of those bedrooms into a closet.
That would take me all weekend to clean those 14 and a half bathrooms.
You break it down per room at 3.988. That's pretty good per room, actually. You know,
not bad.
So
I'm just trying to figure out who's going to buy that in Hobart, Wisconsin.
Nobody, unless it's another Packer player.
Yeah.
What's Amon Green doing right now, by the way? What's he up to?
He's retired from football.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's doing or where he is at this point.
Yeah, maybe he's nude on a beach in Florida. Did you see this story?
No.
There's a Florida man, and the reason it's caught my eye, his name is Leighton.
Right.
Which is your given name.
Yeah.
You're Leighton Davis Coombs, right?
Okay. Correct. So every time I see the name, and it's an unusual name, I'm like, oh, I'll read this story. But apparently he was arrested for misconduct at Blind Creek Beach in Florida. Apparently it's a clothing optional beach, but he took it too far, apparently.
Mm.
Okay, so he wasn't wearing his clothes.
Correct.
Okay.
And he was in a reclining chair, hat over his face, naked otherwise, with a sign advising those passing by, quote, please feel free to investigate. Gently. Gently. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So he's not just Florida man. He's Florida man named Leighton.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
And Before we let you get ready for your midday show, I have your mashup of the day.
Ah.
Okay, you ready for
this
one?
Yeah.
You may remember, you remember Baby Got Back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you remember Simon and Garfunkel.
Sure.
Yeah. Here we go.
I like big butts, I cannot
my God.
Lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
Oh, my God.
You get sprung. Cause you noticed that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough. Deep in the jeans she's wearing.
It's from the guy There I Ruined It.
Oh, yeah.
You can check that website
this is
out.
Great.
Dave Coombs will let you get ready for the midday show. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you, guys.